Level 2. Section 1. Listening to Dialogues. Question 41 to 50. Dialogue number 1. Question 41 to question 43. Conversation between Miss Kasahara and Principal Yamada.
Good morning, Principal Yamada. I'm here to discuss some potential options for Mibu's future elementary school. As you know, my husband and I were pretty set on him attending public Japanese school. But recently, Mibu has been telling us every day that he really wants to attend international elementary school.
I think that it is quite impressive that Mibu has such a firm idea about what he would like to do with his education at such a young age. It is certainly wise of you to listen to his feelings and ideas about his schooling. Feeling happy and comfortable in his school environment will make it easier for him to adjust and succeed.
Yes, we're pretty excited to see how mature he has become. Anyway, we recently got some information on a new international school opening up down the street from us. It's a new project, so it's a bit of a gamble. We'd like you to look over the information and tell us what you think about it.
Well, that school looks to have professional leadership with strong educational backgrounds. That is a really good sign. It seems they are also aiming to be an IB school, which is great because of the high standards of the IB program. Finally, since it's a brand new school, there is a high chance that admissions will be much easier than other schools. This should give Mibu a great chance, given his excellent abilities.
Wow! Thank you for the wonderful feedback, Principal Yamada. It certainly seems that it's worth keeping this school in mind as an option. Now my husband and I will work with Mibu to try to add a few more schools to our list of potential options. When we're done, we will contact you again to help prepare us for the admissions process. Thank you so much.
Question 41. One. Both mom and dad were committed to the public Japanese school system. Two. Both mom and dad were committed to the private Japanese school system. Three. Only mom was committed to the international school system. Four. Only dad was committed to the international school system. Question 42. One. Recommendations from Mibu's teacher. Two. The advice of Principal Yamada. Three. The advice of family friends. Four. Mibu's personal feelings. Question 43. One. The IB curriculum. 2. Low-cost tuition. 3. Professional school leadership. 4. Easier admissions.
Dialogue number 2. Questions 44 to 46. Conversation between Mrs. Sato and Principal Yamada.
Thank you for arranging your time, Principal Yamada. We're beginning to grow concerned about our son, Kei. He's nearly 4 years old and is so far behind other children. He's still more or less nonverbal and has yet to finish his toilet training. Is this normal?
Well, Mrs. Sato, it is true that Kei is developmentally behind, both physically and academically. Kay seems to have trouble connecting with other people socially and rarely makes eye contact. He seems to lack awareness of what is going on around him. This makes it hard for him to connect with others.
I understand. We're having a really difficult time with him at home, and we just don't know how to help. We've tried talking to him, tutoring him, and setting up play dates for him, but nothing has worked. We really need some guidance here.
Please don't worry, Mrs. Sato. I am going to put you in touch with Mrs. Smith. Mrs. Smith is an excellent child psychologist and developmental specialist. She can help you find out what's going on with Kay and can help us all to understand how best to support him.
She sounds fantastic. Please give me her contact information, and I'll contact her as soon as we finish our meeting. Thank you, Principal Yamada. You have given me some hope here.
Question 44. One. Kay struggles to connect with others. 2. Kay is Mrs. Sato's only child. 3. Principal Yamada lacks experience with special needs children. 4. Kay doesn't like school. Question 45. One. He evaluates Kay himself. Two. He agrees to hold a development meeting with Kay's teachers. Three. He sets up a private tutorial class for Kay. 4. He puts the Satos in touch with a specialist. Question 46. 1. Incomplete toilet training. 2. He cannot speak. 3. Poor math skills. 4. Poor social skills.
Dialogue number 3, questions 47 to 50. Conversation between Principal Yamada and Miss Egawa.
Hi, Principal Yamada. I heard you were looking to speak with me. What's up?
Good morning, Miss Egawa. I wanted to touch base with you regarding some concerns we've had with you regarding your student internship here at Kids Patio. First, we've noticed that you have been arriving late to school quite often. Also, your written assignments are already more than 2 weeks late.
Yeah, well, sometimes it takes too long to make my bento in the morning, and I end up missing my train. As for the assignments, I've been having some computer trouble.
Miss Egawa, I'm sorry to be blunt, but such excuses simply are not acceptable. We expect all members of our community to be hardworking, dedicated, and reliable professionals, including our student interns. I'm afraid your performance up until this point simply is not meeting that standard.
I'm so sorry, Principal Yamada. If I'm being honest, I'm just so used to being a lazy college student that this has all been a really tough adjustment for me. I'm starting to understand now why people call working life the real world. It's been a real wake-up call for me.
Well, Miss Egawa, it's best to go through these difficulties before you begin your career. it will help you to be more successful and prepared for your future. We are here to support you. But please understand, if we experience any further issue with you, not only will I terminate your internship immediately, but I will also contact your university personally to inform them about our difficulties working with you.
I totally understand, and I promise I will do my best to make this right. I really do want to be a teacher when I graduate, and I see now that I have a lot to learn.
Question 47. One. She often stays late at school. Two. Her train stopped. Three. She speaks too casually to her superiors. Four. She arrives to school late and her assignments are late. Question 48. One. She is used to being a lazy teacher. Two. It takes too long to make her bento. Three. She's been having problems with her phone. Four. Her alarm clock is broken. Question 49. 1. Punctuality. 2. Hard work. 3. Reliability. 4. Dedication. Question 50. 1. Miss Egawa does not respect her mentors. 2. While Miss Egawa truly wants to be a teacher, it's much harder than she thought. 3. Principal Yamada has had issues with student interns in the past. 4. Miss Egawa is just scared that her university will be contacted.